Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are you struggling with medical debt? If so, you've got plenty of company. Experts now say that medical debt causes more bankruptcies than credit cards. Now, changes in the bankruptcy laws and a tightening credit market are putting the squeeze on folks with big medical debt. Now, not long ago, you could put medical debt on your home equity loan, but that's not very likely today. So today, we've got the top three tips for handling medical debt, and this is from an article in CNN. Number one, pay attention to the due dates. You can't ignore medical bills. Doctors and hospitals will turn you over to a collection agency just like any other creditor. Ignoring your medical bills is a quick way to trash your credit rating and rack up big interest charges. Work out a payment plan. And if you need help, go to billadvocates.com. And number two, check your statements. Medical billing is notoriously inaccurate, so insist on getting itemized invoices. Odds are you'll find errors, usually in the hospital's favor. Make sure erroneous charges are removed. I know a man who was billed for a pregnancy test. And number three, always negotiate. Hospitals usually deal with insurance companies that rarely haggle, so they charge absurd amounts for things like aspirin. Now, there's nothing biblical about overpaying, so don't be afraid to negotiate. Show up with cash or a certified check for a reduced amount, and you'll probably get an adjustment on your bill. At Crown, we want to help you through these tough times by helping you to use your money wisely, God's way. For more advice, visit us online at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.